Joe Biden schedules no public appearances after 9 Americans killed by terror attack in Israel. By Wendell Hasebo on October 9, 2023. President Joe Biden's schedule detailed no public appearances on Monday after news surfaced that Palestinian terrorists killed 9 Americans in Israel over the weekend. "At this time, we can confirm the deaths of 9 U.S. citizens," the State Department announced Monday morning. "We extend our deepest condolences to the victims and to the families of all those affected." 9 Americans died alongside a reported 800 Israelis since Saturday when Hamas first launched a surprise attack against the country. According to media reports, the Biden administration is scrambling to ascertain how many Americans the terror attacks killed or taken hostage. "Those who are grieving for their devastating loss are unlikely to hear from their president. Monday is Indigenous Peoples Day." Joe Biden also spent Sunday night partying with the First Lady and White House staff. A press pool report stated Sunday evening around 6 p.m. the party was complete with a live band, likely paid for by the American taxpayer. While Biden remains holed up in the White House, former President Donald Trump is expected to speak around noon Eastern time in New Hampshire. There he will likely address the latest foreign policy failure of the Biden administration. Under Joe Biden, several borders have been invaded or overrun by American advisories. Those include Ukraine, Israel, Afghanistan, and the U.S. southern border. The Hamas terror attack against Israel occurred on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret. The holiday is the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Breitbart News' Jill Polak reported. More Jews have died in individual wars. Over 2,500 Israeli soldiers were killed in the Yom Kippur War of 1973, for example. But those were not massacres of Israeli civilians. Roughly 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. In the early phase of World War II, many Jews in Nazi-occupied lands were rounded up, loaded onto trucks, and shot. Elsewhere, Jews were imprisoned in ghettos, then rounded up in cattle cars, and murdered by the Nazis in death camps or worked to death in forced labor camps. Many of the scenes from Saturday's terror attacks, including Jews being forced onto trucks, and innocent people, including children, being shot or held at gunpoint, evoked memories of the Holocaust for Jews around the world. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.